On the 4th of July, 1960, America celebrated not only its independence, but the inclusion of Hawaii as the newest state in the Union. On that day, a new star was added to the blue canton of the flag. The 50-star version will become the longest-serving flag in the history of the United States this July 5th. In the mid-1800s, there were so many additions to the Republic. Additions to the flag seemed to happen nearly every year. Since the first flag resolution in 1777, there have been more than 24 official versions of the Stars and Stripes and innumerable unofficial versions. Peter Keim and his son Kevin collect star-spangled banners. The designs in their collection range from 13 to 50 stars. Their book, A Grand Old Flag, A History of the United States Through Its Flags, is due out in September, but we can't wait. Peter is in WDUQ studio in Pittsburgh. Welcome to the program, Peter.
Thank you, Liam.
And his son, Kevin, is in a studio at KUT in Austin. Welcome to you, Kevin.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, thank you. I'm going to start with your dad. Peter, how did you begin your collection?
Well, it was an unusual beginning. My wife and I were up in central Pennsylvania hunting for antique furniture. And I came upon a old flag folded up in a bag at a farm sale and for whatever reason decided to buy it without looking at it. And surprisingly, later that day, came to realize that it was a hand-sewn 13-star flag. I became quite intrigued by that, started to try to figure out what the age of it was and the story behind it. And started researching it, and one thing led to another. And actually, before I solved that, I ended up purchasing another old flag. And then I guess it just sort of got totally out of control, and it continues to this day.
Kevin, I want to bring you into this. How did your father corral you into this habit?
Oh, I think I corralled him into the idea of doing a book. But we were in New York, I guess it was in 2002, and there was an exhibition of the flags in the windows of the Bergdorf Goodman department store. And I went there to see it and was really astonished by the reaction of people in the street. The designer of the windows said that he had never seen this kind of engagement where people were carefully going from window to window looking at each flag because so many had never seen, for instance, a 19-star flag. And they're so graphically powerful that with my design background and my interest in writing, I began to think about the potential of creating a book. And 5 years later, here it is.
Hmm. Kevin, let me ask you about the design of the flag. Were there important symbols, for example, in colonial America, one that the early inhabitants sort of clung to that influenced the design of the flag?
Well, certainly. The stripes were the first to appear. In the early 1760s in Boston, a group that came to be known as the Sons of Liberty were among the first to begin provoking against the British. And they adopted a flag that simply had red and white stripes on it as a symbol of their effort. And we believe that this was connected to the best understood meaning of the word stripes at that time, which was a form of punishment. Because the revolutionary rhetoric that surfaced in Boston at that time had everything to do with warning fellow Americans that if they continued to let the British dominate and subjugate them, then they would end up as virtual slaves.
That's a powerful symbol, prison stripes.
Well, it was, and it was a very provocative symbol. And indeed, these men, of course, as we know, were very serious about beginning to break away from British rule. Later, the stars appeared in the 1777 flag resolution. And the only explanations, really, that historians to date have been able to come up with have to do with other flags and with other histories of heraldry. We think that the stars had more to do with all of the interest in astronomy and with the notion of deism that were surfacing throughout the Revolution and indeed were so important to revolutionary thought.
Peter, are some of the flags that you've collected family flags, flags that have been passed down from generation to generation?
Yes. Back in around, oh, I believe 1995 or thereabouts, I was out in Adamstown, Pennsylvania, again looking through some antiques, looking for various things. And so I was walking past a dealer that focused on toys. I asked him, do you have any old flags? And he said, oh, yeah, I do have one, he said, but it's in terrible condition. And he reached into his case of toys and lifted off a small toy locomotive off of a old box and showed it to me. And here written on the side of the box was the word Civil War flag, written in ink. And so I opened the box and found a authentic 30-star flag, all hand-sewn, in unusually good condition considering its age and that it was of cotton. But what was even more intriguing was that on the inside of the box, in pencil, was written the story that this flag belonged to a family, was cared for and held by the writer's mother, whose father draped this family flag over his very dearest friend's coffin. His very dearest friend, Colonel Coyle, a U.S. Army officer in the Union in the Civil War, had been shot through the lungs, had gone to Paris, actually, for treatment, and died in her father's arms. And she thanked her cousin for, over all the years, taking such good care of this family flag.
Peter and Kevin Keim are co-authors of A Grand Old Flag, A History of the United States Through Its Flags. It will be published in September. Peter was at member station WDUQ in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Kevin was at member station KUT in Austin, Texas. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you, and happy Fourth.
Thank you, Leanne. Happy Fourth also. God bless America.
You can see pictures of and read an excerpt about Peter and Kevin Keim's antique American flags at npr.org. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.